Yeah, he's a playmaker and a leader on that team, and it's going to take a group and collective effort. I mean, everyone has to be dialed in and be accountable together, and it's not just going to be one guy to get the job done. It's going to take a group effort, and that's what we're looking forward to.
Is it kind of, how important is it not to go out as pump fans? He uses that tool a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does, but that's when you just have to be disciplined, and that's why I say you have to just trust the people around you and trust the guy next to you.
Do you have to have it in your brain, just don't jump, or is it all instinctual?
Yeah, you just have to play off instinct. I mean, if you go out there thinking too much, you're going to be a step behind.
Morgan, how advantageous is it for defenders if the conditions are wet, the ball is wet? Does it make it more challenging for you guys? Does it make it easier, to strip the ball? I guess talk me through those conditions.
As a defender, I mean, it's no big, concern or worry. I mean, the offense really have to worry about handling the ball. The defense, we're trying to take it away. But, I mean, it could come into effect when you're trying to actually catch the ball or if you're trying to hold on to it. But, I mean, the weather, you can't worry about the weather. I mean, both teams are playing in it, and there's no disadvantage or advantage for anyone.
Morgan, say in Edmonton, and they do it all the time. Lynch breaks the line of scrimmage, you and him in the open field, Morgan Burnett's thinking, what?
You got to find a way to get him down. I mean, he's a great running back. Maybe he's one of the best running backs in the league, and that's why I said this. With a guy like that, a playmaker like that, it takes a collective effort. And I mean, you see him constantly breaking tackles, so that's why I said you just have to shoot your gun and then, hope the next man is up and around him, but you just got to find a way to get him down.
First thing that comes up in a lot of people, he's probably been asked about Russell Wilson plenty, but you hear, his elite ability to scramble around and be a difference maker that way. But has he passed better than in years that you remember playing against him, even week one? I mean, it seems like you just look at the numbers, the second half of the year, he's just really grown as a passer.
In my opinion, I mean, he's a very athletic quarterback that can run and scramble, but you see him, scrambling is his last option. You see him back there dropping back, throwing the ball. So that's why I say it takes a group effort, and everyone has to be accountable and do their job, because you've seen him scramble around like he's about to run, then he pulls up and completes an explosive game for a completion. So you have to do your job and trust that everyone is where they need to be.